Hi, friend. So I've been asked a lot lately about how to find new connections online. And this is really one of the topics that I'm asked to speak on. And I get questions inside my Instagram DMs or in my email inbox. And so I thought, let's put together a podcast episode about this too. Because in the world that we live in, pretty much everything is online. Whether you love it or hate it, that's the world we live in right now. And so we have to know how to make these new connections when we're talking about connecting with people online. But when I get asked this question, I typically follow it up with a few other questions. And what I really find is that when someone is saying, Amanda, how can I find new connections online? What you're actually meaning is you want to find more paying students for your online classes. So that's really where it comes down to when I get that question of like, how do I connect with people? Sure, there are some people who really want to explore that idea of how to further connections online, but typically speaking, you want more students. So that's really what we're going to talk about today. And whether it's your Tuesday class, your next workshop, private sessions, all of that, we're going to talk about different ways that you can find connections online so that you can fill your next offering. And I've got four very specific ideas for you. And by the end of this episode, I want you to focus on just one of them. And I'm even going to tell you which one it is, so you don't even have to pick. But before we dive in, I want to welcome you to the Marketing Yoga with Confidence podcast. I'm your host, Amanda McKinney, and it is my passion to help you find the tools and the confidence within yourself to build the thriving yoga business of your dreams. So let's dive in and talk about those four ideas after a quick note from this episode's sponsor. This episode is brought to you by OfferingTree, an all-in-one, easy-to-use, community-backed business that saves you time, energy, and money as a yoga teacher. OfferingTree allows you to create a website in under 30 minutes. You heard that right, my friend, 30 minutes. So go to amandamckinney.com/OfferingTree to get your discount today. Okay, let's dive into this week's episode. The first idea is to give. I want you to think about giving in your marketing, because here's your reminder. You've heard me say this before, most likely. If you haven't, please come back to me if you drifted off. This is very important, that your marketing content should be 80% value-add content, meaning not promotional, and then 20% should be promotional. Now, this could really be 90-10, like 90% and 10%, but typically speaking, if you look at all of the things you do to promote your yoga business over the course of a month, so what emails you send, the social media posts that you're sharing online, if you boiled it down and looked at it all together, you would want to see that about 80% of what you're talking about is really giving tips, sharing tutorials, giving advice, inspiration, all of those things are value add pieces of content. And then about 20% of what you say is, hey, come to my class on Tuesday, or I've got this workshop coming. Because when people experience you teaching online, you want to share tips and tools and tutorials, like I was saying, so that you gain that know, like, and trust factor over your online connections. And really, that's how you're going to connect with people more. Because if you think about your own tendencies online, you don't typically connect with people who are only selling things, right? You experience connecting online when people share free information, and that's what your marketing can be. So I want you to show up as your authentic self and share those ideas. And if you're feeling stuck with ideas, I've got a free download for you. It's 50 social media post templates. You can find it anywhere on my website at amandamckinney.com. And you can also listen to episode number 84 that shares what to post on social media to help you fill your classes. So I've done a lot of the work for you because I want you to be able to give in a way that feels really good for you. And then another resource I have is episode number 91 on the podcast, where I talked with Samantha Harrison about how to have fun with your marketing. And she really talks about how she does this and how she wasn't necessarily comfortable with the idea of marketing overall, but she stepped into it, had a lot of fun, still has a lot of fun, and that's how she's been able to do that value-add content online. And another way that you can give online, like I'm talking about, is creating a freebie. And the super bonus is this helps you grow your email list, which again, you've probably heard me say about a million times. If you haven't, you will once you start listening to the podcast. That email is the best marketing source that you're going to have. I know everyone thinks about social media first, but email is really the thing that's going to help you fill your offerings. So if you go to episode number 88 on the podcast, it walks you through two questions to help you figure out what freebie is great for you to create. I want you to really recognize this, all the episodes I just shared, the podcast episode that you're listening to right now, this is value add content for me. So this is part of my 80%. I'm not selling anything to you right now. I'm telling you about the value add content that I have created for you in case you missed it, because maybe you just started listening to this podcast and this is the first episode you're listening to. You don't know about those past episodes, so I'm pointing you in that direction. Or even if you've listened to this podcast so many times, but you need a refresher, I just reminded you of things that you maybe missed the first time or you just need to listen to again. So I want you to remember that in your value add content, just like this podcast is mine, you can reference previous things and continue to give back in that way so you're serving your audience. And by doing this, you start to gain the know, like, and trust factor with your audience, exactly how you're doing right now. I'm hopefully helping you understand more about marketing. And so if you decide that you want to invest in one of my programs, you already know, like, that you learn from me very well because you've listened to the podcast. Maybe you're a part of the Facebook group and you've interacted with me on Instagram. That know, like, and trust factor is really built in. This is going to strengthen those connections with not only new people, but also existing students and existing audience that you have as well. And when you do this, people will typically share your content, and that's how you're going to connect with new people. Because I know you're thinking, Amanda, you told me that we were going to talk about new people, finding new people. But again, I want to bring it back. Most of the time when you're thinking, I need to find new people, what you're actually thinking is, I need to fill my class. I need to fill this workshop, and I need new people to do it. But I don't want you to forget about the people that you actually already have in your audience. And so giving this value add content, this giving in your marketing is going to help you do that. Idea number two is to host a free online yoga challenge to grow your audience. So just like in idea number one, you're giving something away for free. So this is the same concept, but you're going to do it in a way where it's a 5-day challenge, a 3-day challenge, whatever you choose to do. And you go through this process of creating a challenge for your audience. And let me tell you, this is when the shareability, I don't even think that's a real word, but we're going to use it today, that people really do share a challenge, especially when you encourage them to do that. Because maybe you say, like, challenges are great, but it's even more fun with a friend. So share this with a friend today. And that's how you can grow your audience. And I want to point you back to episode number 72 on the podcast, walks you through this step by step. I do not leave anything out here. Everything is in that podcast episode. And yes, I do have Yoga Challenge in a box, which allows me to write your marketing content for you. But inside that episode of episode number 72, everything is there. This is just another example of giving so that you can experience the way in which I teach. So I want you to do that through your challenge. I want you to share how you teach in a challenge and grow your audience at the same time. And then once you do that, I really suggest at the end of a challenge, you say, if you liked this, you would love this other thing. And that's the paid offering. So just like I said, like, I know you're looking for more students. So a free challenge allows you to grow your audience, yes. And that's in the free capacity. So you're offering that for free, but you're also going to offer something that's paid at the end so that you can get to the ultimate goal, which I know it is, of filling the workshop, filling your class, whatever it is for you. So I want you to know that this idea number two of having a free online challenge does allow you to help fill the thing that you want to fill at the end as well. Hey friend, I wanted to pop in here really quick and remind you about the discount you can get with Offering Tree. I love telling yoga teachers about the amazingness of Offering Tree because I saw the relief they were providing for yoga teachers and I want you to experience that relief. Relief with creating a website, relief with sending Zoom links, relief with accepting payments online for your classes, workshops, series, and private sessions. Offering Tree provides this relief because you can have your website up and running in 30 minutes. Want proof? Go to amandamckinney.com/offering tree and watch the demo so you can see it for yourself. But there's one more thing I want to tell you about Offering Tree that makes all the difference in the world to me and probably you too. They are a company that truly cares about yoga teachers and the wellness industry overall. They are community focused and you will not just be another member to them. They will know your name and help you build your business. Plus, they invest their time and money as a company into giving back to the wellness community too. So if you're looking at company values as you're thinking where to spend your precious money, then Offering Tree is hands down the company for you. Go to amandamckinney.com/offering tree to learn more and get your discount. Okay, let's get back into the episode. Idea number three is to use social media as a tool for connection, not just selling your classes. If I haven't said this enough already in this episode, I really, really, really want you to use your marketing, whether it's social media or your email presence or being on YouTube, whatever it is, I want you to give this value add content instead of always trying to sell something. This is where I see so many, and not just yoga teachers, I was about to say, this is where I see so many people going wrong, and it's really any business owner, because we, in our minds, myself included, I am pointing at myself right now, we think, okay, I need to make more money in my business, or I need to sell X number of spots, or whatever it is, and so our brain is like, we have to sell something. So then when we go to write that social media post, it's very, very tempting to write it in a way that will sell the offering, right? And so it's a promotional post. It's a promotional email. And we do need those from time to time in our business, but we really need more of that value add. Because think about when you're experiencing content from someone and you say that you've watched them on Instagram or on Facebook and you've seen them share things with you, and then they offer something for sale 2 months later. And you're like, oh my gosh, I'm definitely going to buy that because I've already learned so much for free. Imagine what I'm going to learn in the paid offering. I'm going to feel so much more supported. And that is the same for you. You can do the same thing for your audience. So here are some very tactical ideas on how you can do that on different platforms. So we're talking about social media. So Instagram is the one that I prefer in my business, right? I love being on Instagram. Side note, if we're not connected on Instagram, please follow me at Amanda McKinney Yoga. It is my favorite place to hang out. I love it. And my favorite thing to do right now is to use the question box on Instagram. So this is the first tactical tip for you, is use that question box in Instagram stories so that you engage with your audience. This is so much fun. You use the question box and then you can share the answer or you can just reply back to that person and give them tips. So I ask a question all the time of like, how can I help you today? And I'll get questions that are, how should I use Instagram Reels, Amanda? Or I had someone ask the other day, like, what's the weather? And I just laughed so much and I answered the question and I had fun with that. And so you all get to experience me just having fun over Instagram. And I do use Instagram stories to learn from you all as well. So you can do that with your audience. So often I'll ask questions like, what can I do to support you? And you all will give me ideas. And if you rewind the tapes on my business several years ago, what you'll see is that I didn't have a whole bunch of templates, but you all told me you wanted templates. And so now I have several offerings that revolve around the idea of templates. And it's because you told me that in Instagram stories, probably. So using that question box is a great one. Instagram Reels are the hottest thing right now. At the time of this recording, if you're not using Reels, I want you to seriously consider it if you're using Instagram. And on that note, you don't have to use all social media platforms. But if you are using Instagram, Reels are a great way to experience Instagram in a new way and your audience to experience you. And Instagram is really pushing them. So reels are super fun in whatever way that is for you. Another way is to encourage people to send you a direct message over Instagram. So in your post, say, send me a message. Instead of saying comment on this post, ask them to send you a direct message about something, asking a question, whatever it is. And having that connection is really what you're looking for. If you're the person who's like, Amanda, I just really want to connect with people on a deeper level on social media, well, take it to direct messages because those are private and you can actually have great, great connection over that. And if you're anyone who has ever direct messaged me on Instagram, you know that oftentimes I'll send a voice message instead of texting. I do the text a lot as well, but if I can, I'll do the voice chat back and forth because it's so much fun to connect with you all. So have fun with that. And then let's talk about Facebook for a minute as well. So Facebook, go live. I know that can be really scary sometimes, but I want you to know like going live is a fantastic way to connect with your audience. And I do not want you to get caught up with how many people are there live. Because if it's anything like my experience on Facebook, and I have a group of over 1,000 yoga teachers who are very engaged in my group, and I go live in my group, and very rarely do I have people actually show up live. And that's okay. I don't even worry about it. If I happen to have someone show up live, that's wonderful and I love it, but I don't focus on that because here's the thing. Facebook really pushes the live when it's happening, but even more after. It really promotes it more afterwards, especially if it's short. So I try to keep my Facebook lives under 5 minutes. Unless there's a lot of engagement happening, I keep it pretty short because you all don't have time to listen to me blabber on for 10, 20, 30 minutes on Facebook Live, unless it's very topical and I announce it and it's like an event. So go live on Facebook and keep it really short. I want you to respond to the comments and definitely the personal messages in a timely manner. Now, I don't want you to get sucked into using Facebook all day, every day. So set yourself a limit. Like put a reminder on your calendar to check Facebook once a day, twice a day at most, right? You don't need to be there all the time, but set yourself a calendar reminder and a time limit of 20 minutes and then be done with it for the day. But I do want you to respond to people. And then Facebook events are also really great for engagement, ironically. Like it is an event, but you'd think it's like this online thing that's just like a post. But you can really foster engagement on those events. So you have to remember to actually post to the event though. So you create the event on Facebook and then you post to the event as well and start the conversation with people who have said they're going or they might be going. So that's another place. And then the other social media platform that I want to talk about is like WhatsApp, local community groups or apps, like there's a neighborhood one, Nextdoor app. There's a lot of yoga teachers I've worked with that do not really use Facebook or Instagram, but they do use these local apps where you can connect with the neighborhood or specific groups of people. And so if you do that, utilize that. You don't always have to be on Instagram or Facebook. You can send messages through WhatsApp to your groups of students or using those local community groups. Of course, you want to respect any rules if you don't own the group, but in apps like Nextdoor or different types of neighborhood apps, like you can share your events with people and actually have conversations. So I just want to remind you to get creative with this and ask your students to share your freebie, doing things like that, like really getting creative with how you use your social media platforms in connecting with new people. And it's really asking people to share or comment so that it shows it to more people. Idea number four is the one I really want you to focus on. This is the one I really want you to like come back if you've drifted off and you're taking a walk and something's really pretty or you're driving around, whatever. I want you to come back and listen to this one because this is the one that everyone forgets about. Again, myself included, because it's really, really easy to focus on wanting new people. But idea number four is don't forget about your current and previous clients and students. It is so easy to focus on new, more. But we need to remember that we have people who have already raised their hand and said, hey, I want to learn more from you. I want to engage with you. Because, and I really want you to hear me on this, If you're sitting there saying, but Amanda, I only have 105 people on my Instagram, I need you to take a minute, dear friend, and think about 105 people in your house right now. Yep, that pause was for dramatic effect, because I really want you to think about 105 freaking people standing in front of you wanting more from you. It's a lot of people. If you have 50 people on your email list, I want you to imagine all 50 people showing up for your next class. How freaking pumped would you be if that happened? The kicker here is that we often forget. We often forget who we have in our reach. We already know these people. We already connect with them. Maybe someone has booked a private session with you and they loved it. They told you they loved it, but they never booked again. Well, by golly, my friend, reach back out to them if you have some spots on your calendar that you need to fill and just see if they would like another private session. You never know who needs what you're offering and they just need the reminder. Because think about your life and how busy you are. You've got tons of things happening in your life all the time. It's so easy to forget things. If I did not show up in your Instagram feed, in your podcast app, in your email inbox on a frequent basis, you would not remember me. You have so many things going on. You've got family, you've got friends, you've got your own life. There's no way that you would remember little Amanda McKinney over here. And I have to remind you, like, I'm here for you. I'm here to support you. If that's free stuff, great. If you want to join my membership, awesome, right? Like, there's no shaming for which option you want, but it's my job, just like it's your job, to remind your students that you are there to support them. So I really hope you can hear this. I would rather you have 100 followers on social media that love your content, engage with you, send you direct messages, and really talk to you when you ask questions or when you share things, versus 10,000 followers who don't give a rip about what you're saying. They're not talking to you. They graze on past, like they keep scrolling. They never look at your stuff and they never talk to you. That's not real engagement, my friend. That is not real engagement. Likes are like the quickest thing in the world to do. You double tap. Likes are fine, but you really want to think about sharing. Like if someone shares your content, oh my gosh, please thank them. Please thank them. Reach out to them and tell them how appreciative you are that they shared your content, because that is how you connect with new people. That is what really matters. If you can't tell, I really, really get on a soapbox about this because of the amount of times I hear, Amanda, I need new people. And the answer is, maybe you do. Maybe you do need new people. But the reality really is, have you tapped in to your current and previous student base? Have you actually done that? And if you haven't, then I don't want you worrying about new people. I want you to foster and create deeper relationships with the people that you already have connections with, because that is where the real connection is. And so when I hear a yoga teacher say, like, there's not real connection online or anything like that, I'm like, then, dear friend, I'm saying this with all the compassion in my heart, that you're just not doing it right. And not that there's a right or wrong way. I realize I'm contradicting myself here, but you can be online and foster great relationships. I know it because I do it. And if you're listening to this podcast right now, feeling like you and I are friends and that we could sit and have a cup of coffee or tea or a glass of wine together, I hope you do, because that's who I want to be for you, right? And I want to help you feel like I am right there cheering you on. I am right there supporting you. And I am someone you can reach out to on Instagram and ask a question. And I guarantee you, I will answer it. It is really me. It is so important to me to focus on those relationships. And so that is how I know it's possible. And I see it with other yoga teachers too. It's not just me. I'm not a special unicorn over here. It's yoga teachers as well, just like you. So you can do this. So I want you to think about one thing. When you think about engaging with current or previous clients, I want you to think about this question. How can I foster engagement with my current students today? That, my friend, can guide your marketing. That one question can guide all of your marketing. If you can create an email, if you can create a social media post, if you can reach out to some friends or some previous students with the idea of how can I foster engagement with them today, you have great marketing, period, end of story, because you're going to learn so much and you're going to do it better and better and better. So I'm going to hop off my soapbox a little bit there and tell you about your next step. So your next step is to do that, because I know it's tempting to focus on new and more and all that, but I really want you to focus on who you currently have in your audience and fostering engagement with them. If you can foster engagement, you will see that your classes will continue to get filled. You will see that your workshops start to fill up quicker, and you will see that you learn from your students because you're talking to them. I'm not saying you're not talking to your students. I'm saying you're probably not talking to them with a marketing lens on. So that's what you want to do. So really think through that question of how can I foster engagement with my current students today, and let that guide your efforts today, tomorrow, as you go forward into the future with all of your marketing. So until next time, give yourself permission to focus on engagement and grace along the way. I'll talk to you soon.